بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Brother Suhail from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for inviting me for this program.
So, the first question for today's discussion is that there are some people who do good deeds but do not believe in Allah. They are not necessarily Muslims. Do they go to Jannah or hell? This is the question. So, what's your answer to that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The question itself is a complex question. It doesn't have a simple yes or no answer.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to dive in as into what the details of these questions are. So we need to know what good deeds are. We need to know the who is the one who does not believe in Allah.
Yes.
And then we come to a stage and decide, can we know that this person is going to hell or heaven, or it's under Allah's supervision? So only Allah knows mm-hmm. in regards to this matter.
That's right.
Yeah, so first we...
So we cannot recognize who is a Muslim and who is not. But for example, by place, by the family in which he was born, we can at least claim that we are Muslims, isn't it?
Yeah, so the visual aspect and judgment is on what you see physically. So if a person is normally born in a Muslim family or any other religion, you'll see that they normally remain into that religion unless they reach a certain stage where they try to question the religion of the parents and find answers. And some of them are happy to stay in the religion because it goes with what they believe in. So normally we come to find out in regards to good actions. Over here we need to realize when we say good actions, what are the good actions? So a person who does not believe in Allah does good actions that actually is good actions according to the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes a person can be misunderstood by information and tries to take good actions in his eyes, but is actually not good action in essence.
And when we say good deeds by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are necessarily some obligations and some recommended acts in Islam,
yes,
which makes it complete, okay?
Yeah, so in that sense we know. So we have a different understanding of good actions,
mm-hmm.
but the good actions we talk in general, Muslims, non-Muslims, we all accept,
yes,
is any action or deed that has an essence of good in itself.
Mm-hmm.
The fitra of that deed is good.
Okay, the innate nature of that good is good, okay.
So,
for example,
saying
what?
The truth.
Saying the truth, okay.
Saying the truth, not lying,
mm-hmm.
Helping others, you see, respecting, obeying parents,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things that we see in daily life. Helping out different people, respecting the hukuk, the rights of others.
Yes.
So these are a lot of things, whether you are Muslim or no, you do realize that these are good things.
Mm-hmm.
So stealing is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Taking someone's right is bad. You don't need a book or a scholar to come and tell you that these things are bad.
Observing the rights of environment or animals, for example, around.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
or
anything
minorities, that's right.
When you take rights of someone, you know it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you do because there is an interest in it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you only take someone's right because you benefit from it.
That's
so
right.
That is a bad thing. You know that it's bad, but because it benefits you in some way, you do that. So that is a bad kind of thing. Now, because you are helping, you are a selfish person, it helps you. You try to do it and take that as a good deed because it's helping you. But the foundation of that deed itself is bad.
Is it necessarily related to your religion? For example, being a Muslim or Christian or Jew, does it have any effect on our deeds or good deeds being accepted by Allah more than others?
We have like two views over here. One is an extreme view and one is an intellectual kind of view.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are not right, but I would like to explain them if allowed. Normally, those with intellectual inclination say that with certainty, there is no difference between Muslim and non-Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And even between monotheist and non-monotheist, whoever performs a good deed, a service like establishing charitable organization or an invasion, hospital and other things that is done for the good of humanity, deserves a recompense from God. So it doesn't need you to be a Muslim or non-Muslim. If you're doing a good deed, you should be recompensed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Directly, we have opposite from this view. That are those say that only we are good, and apart from us, all are hell.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So this is another point. Now, there is a third point, or third logic, which is the logic of Quran in this issue. The Quran gives us a concept that is different from the previous two ideas. You see? And that is peculiar to it. The Quran's views accord with neither the idea of the intellectual inclination or the extremist view that only we are the best and none of others apart from us do go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So here we provide some rational proofs from both sides and some narrational proofs from riwaya and the verses of the Holy Quran. So the intellectual inclined people, they bring rational proof by saying that God has an equal relation to all existence being. His relation at all times and place is the same. Just as God is in the east, he is in the west. Just as he is above, he is below. Thus, God's showing grace or showing anger towards people is also the same. So here we have this one premise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God, has to be equal to everyone.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
A second premise is that the goodness or badness of an action is not based on convention but actual reality. So what is good, what is bad, that depends on the doer, how he views it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in the concept of usul or fiqh, if I'm not mistaken, they say that Allah has ordered...
Usul al-fiqh, you mean, principles of jurisprudence.
Yeah,
right.
Principles. That Allah has ordered us to do good, but that deed is not good because Allah told us.
Mm-hmm.
That deed is good in its essence, that's why Allah told us to do it. You see?
Okay.
So there are two points. Either because Allah said it, that's why it's good, or no, because it's good in its essence, that's why Allah told us to do it. Now, we as a human beings, we don't have a lot of concepts in thinking which is good, which is bad. Some of the times we come up with concepts that we do not know it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
But when Allah tells us something that do this, it's good. It's not because he's telling us to do, that's why it's good. It's because it's the essence of that action is good. That's
right.
Why Allah recommends us to do that action.
Okay, so in this way, we cannot say that all the Muslims go to Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus in the other world.
Yes.
So, and there might be some people who do not believe in any religion. They believe, for example, in a metaphysical power like God or superpower or something like that, but they do not necessarily believe in a religion. But through their good deeds and not violating the right of others, they might go to Jannah. But not, for example, as you said, we can say the upper levels of Jannat al-Firdaus, isn't it?
So here the question was like in regards to disbelievers.
Yes.
So we have to see that the disbelievers are of two kinds. One is ignorant, and the other one is not ignorant, but due to circumstances, he was not able to reach the truth. Mm-hmm. You see? And because of that, they both of them are treated differently. So there is one person who had all the means to find the truth, but did not find the truth, ends up dying. He goes to hell,
mm-hmm.
you see, because he had all the means, he had all the concepts, and he knew that there is right religion out there, but he did not follow up, he did not work on it, and therefore his abode is in hell. That is in regards to a person who is a disbeliever, but an ignorant one. But then there is one person who couldn't manage or who couldn't reach to the proportions of truth. And there Allah says that it's up to him to forgive him or to reduce his punishment or so, depending on the circumstances that it is there. From the verses of the Quran, we do see that Allah says that this kind of group that were trying very hard and till the end of time did not reach the truth, Allah would forgive them. Here Allah is knowledgeable in this matter of what he will do with this kind of disbeliever. So we had one simple case. We do not want to judge anyone, but we have some traditions in where it says that if you are a Muslim, for example, and if you do not know the Imam of your time, you die the death of Jahiliyyah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see this concept is that a person does not try to find out if the Imam, if there is an Imam or no, and then he ends up dying the death of Jahiliyyah. But then there is one that hasn't, is not open to this kind of scenarios where he can be able to realize if the Imams exist or no. He is somewhere isolated.
Yes.
You see? So from him, his judgment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in Allah's hand of how he would deal with this kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
You see, different from what we see in non-believers.
That's right.
So we have one person I just followed up. He's a French philosopher,
okay,
that started to work on from zero,
mm-hmm,
to see like in beliefs. So we know that we had some philosophers that say that because I think, I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I am, that's why I think.
Yes.
So he's saying that the wujud, the existence of me, is not a reality.
Yes.
You see? But then afterwards, let me find his name. He's a French. In regards to beliefs, there are stages of beliefs where we can say that this person is a believer or non-believer. There is the stage of belief by force.
René Descartes' philosophy, isn't it? I think, therefore I am.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So Descartes, the French philosopher, according to his own words, is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
In his biography, they have written that he began his philosophy from doubt.
Mm-hmm.
He doubted all that he knew and began from zero. He made his own thought a starting point and said, I think, therefore I am. After proving his own existence, he proved the spirit and likewise the existence of the body and God became definite for him. Gradually, the issue of choosing a religion arose. He chose Christianity, which was the official religion of his country. But he also said, I don't say that Christianity is definitely the best of religions, but that exists in the entire world. What I say is that among the religions that I'm currently seeing, Christianity seems to be best. I have no conflict with the truth. Perhaps there is a religion in other parts of the world that is superior to Christianity. Incidentally, he mentions Iran as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that of a country about which he lacks information and does not know the religion of, he says, what do I know? Perhaps there is a religion in Iran that is better than Christianity. You see? So here we come to say some people cannot be called unbelievers.
Yes.
They are somewhere in between, believers and unbelievers.
They are agnostic, isn't it? They do not know, for example. They say that we do not know.
Yeah, but it's not like only they do not know.
They
have
atheists.
Reached a point of trying.
Uh-huh.
So they cannot be called Muslims, but there is a term used as dispositional Muslims.
Uh-huh.
So if they would face those scenarios,
uh-huh,
they would definitely have accepted
Islam. Right. Okay.
But because they did not reach those scenarios, they did
yes.
not. And so here we come back to our original questions. Do disbelievers do go to heaven or hell? How are they judged? So we have some traditions where we see, for example, Hatim Ta'i.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
I know.
We see because of his actions,
yeah,
we have a feeling that Allah would kind of position him in a good place.
He was not a Muslim, but he was a generous, charitable man.
Yeah, charitable
right.
person.
Okay. That's right.
Of which they say that there are two ways. So one is that he would be given a good position, you see? And the other is that he would be sent to hell if
yes.
he had
mm-hmm.
the all the methodologies and the mm-hmm. abzar, the tools, but did not accept Islam. But he would be, his punishment would be like lowered to a way
yes.
that even in hell, he would somehow, they would say that he would get a kind of a protection
okay.
from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this sense.
That's right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن